Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signal.
I'm standing near the corner of Beretania and Te'aomoku Streets in Honolulu. It's 11 o'clock at night, and this bar over here is full of life. The lighted sign overhead says it's called Sandy's. Let's go in. I want to show you something. We're in an Okinawan folk music bar. Hawaii has about 40,000 Okinawans, and this is one way they keep their traditions. On this small stage at the center of the bar, four musicians from Okinawa and their amplifiers do their best to be heard over the noise. Chris Yano was born in Hawaii, and for the past year, she's been studying Okinawan minyo, or folk song, and its related lore.
The minyo bars are an interesting aspect, I think, of Okinawan music in Hawaii. There are two of them right now. One of them is called Sandy's, and the other one is called Komachi Lounge. And the minyo bar is a regular bar with the added feature of live minyo music being played there, and people get up and dance as they feel like it. And
the customers
do, right? Also, I think if you've been to a minyo bar, which I gather you have in the last couple of nights in a row, there's Okinawan food also served at the minyo bar, and it's not something that you pay for exactly. The way that it usually happens is that you tip the waitress a fat tip, and she'll bring you tonkatsu, which is the Okinawan pork cutlet, and she'll bring you shoyu chicken, which is chicken prepared in soy sauce, and all kinds of Okinawan, shall I call them delicacies or something like that. But the procedure is very roundabout. It's not as if you order the food and she brings it to you. Rather, you order the drink, and if it's clear that you will be a good...
But not spoken.
Right.
It's very oriental.
It is. It's very Asian. So, you know, all these kinds of things go into the minyo bar besides the music and the dancing.
Besides the music, I enjoy watching the customers participate. From her experience in these bars, Chris has more lore to tell about Okinawan minyo, or folk song, in Hawaii.
Well, at the minyo bar, it's really interesting the ways in which they encourage, I think, people to participate. At one of the bars that I went to, they have fans with which people can get up and use the fans to dance a particular fan dance. The members of the audience can always request the musicians to play a certain number, and it will even more surely get played if the request is accompanied by a $5 bill. They also have extra sanshins. The sanshin is a three-stringed plucked lute. Anyway, so they have extra sanshins near the stage for anyone to come up and join the musicians on stage. It's a very free-flowing kind of musical activity, I feel. People from the audience can come up and dance, they can come up and play, they can request songs, there's a lot of input. They can, there's a lot of ways in which they can participate, and they often do.